get closer to the primaries, though, I mean, we are going to see these things coming out of like just people, you endorsing people or you being with people, people trying to use things that you've said and done. So we do have to talk about that while I have you on, yeah. Right? Because right, you've been accused of calling Orthodox Jews inbred, comparing Zionists to neo-Nazis, dismissing reports of sexual violence on October 7th, saying, I believe the quote and...
Say it, don't spray it. How do you feel about Phil DeFranco? He's cool, isn't he? I mean, I know he's like an internet legend, but in addition to that, he seems like a cool guy, you know? He's not like a hyper-communist or whatever, but he's cool, I think.
Once again, it could be a clip, so we'll get to that. It doesn't matter if it happened on October 7th. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mm-hmm. change the dynamic of me and posting yeah. that Hamas is a thousand times better than Israel. Which of those things would you say you stand by? Which of those things would you say...
Definitely the inbred stuff.
...you regret? And which of those things do you think are being misrepresented?
I think the ones that are being misrepresented pretty egregiously are like the... it doesn't matter if rapes happened on October 7th or not, because that was actually an argument that I was having fairly early on with a chatter mm-hmm. who was denying sexual violence or the likelihood of sexual violence.
This is true, by the way. This is an actual clip, Chimp. The statement that Hassan made is not only factually correct, but utterly unobjectionable. It's just the phrasing. It's the clipping of the statement that's meant to make it sound bad when it's not.
What's happening? I was telling him that this actually doesn't change the dynamic of genocide. Like, this doesn't justify genocide at all. But that one has been misrepresented pretty egregiously. As far as the inbred comments goes, there's like a massive compilation of this out there of me like calling any kind of like ethno, religious, racial supremacist an inbred, because a lot of these ideologies do revolve around genetic purity. But the idea that it's like directed at Orthodox Jews is ridiculous. It was specifically talking about like, you know, settlers and settlers destroying aid and things of that nature. But I do understand that it can come across as insensitive. But so I will, as I told Politico, I believe, or the New York Times, you know, I'll try to be a little bit more careful with my language there. As far as the differences between Hamas and Israel, I mean, that's I do stand by. I don't have an issue when people point to that to say, how could you say such a thing? Because
actually, Jews are pretty, but the Orthodox Jews having problems with like insular communities and only breeding within those communities is like a known problem. It's not really like arguable. That is true. Yeah. I mean, and it is true that a lot of those Orthodox Jews do insist on maintaining blood purity, like racial / ethnic / religious purity, which I think is a little creepy and weird. Sorry, it's my liberal streak, but I believe in like, you know, equal rights and stuff, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm pro miscegenation.
Because my counter always is, okay, well then argue against it. Explain to me why Hamas is a larger danger to the world or a larger danger to the Palestinians or a larger danger to Israelis than Israel is, because Israel has committed a genocide. I think that it comes across as like a statement that is out there because it's not one.
Third way really miscalculated by trying to like people, third way, like Jake Tapper, all those freaks really miscalculated by trying to like drive a wedge here, because the unfortunate reality they're going to come across is that the average Democratic voter is going to agree with Hassan's framing on a lot of these issues. Normally what you're supposed to do if you want to make an example of someone or of an idea is tie them to somebody who's reprehensible, right? Like somebody whose ideas are indefensible. But I mean, in this case, they're going after Hassan for stuff that's like pretty easy to defend. Yeah. You're supposed to go after me is the thing, not him. Third way sent Abdul Al-Sayed a questionnaire, ask if he can end these statements. Yeah. This is genuinely the most like pathetic debate bro thing that I've ever seen. They sent a Senate candidate a questionnaire letter asking him to specifically denounce all of these out of context statements by Hassan. It's so pathetic. Oh, you're going to accept an endorsement from Hassan? Here's everything we've clip chimped ever. Can you say, like, this would be considered pathetic even in streamer beefs, even in the context of streamer drama. Like, I want you to, it's so... New levels of mewling wimp. Yeah, I just can't imagine, even if you had a point, you know what I mean? Like, imagine if there was I'm trying to think of like what a comparison, okay? Like, let's try to flip the script on this a little bit. Imagine that there was a Senate or House candidate that Destiny canvassed for, like Destiny's Community or whatever, which he's done before, you know? And then I was like, I don't like that. So I was like, excuse me, Mr. Representative-to-be, if that is your real name. Here are 87 clips of Destiny saying something objectionable. Now we're going to play through everyone. Like, it would come across as fucking deranged. And I'm saying that that's from my perspective, where I like me and don't like Destiny. So like, it's just, it's crazy. It's desperate from the third way group, and it's not going to work out the way they want it to. I think they're actually making it more likely Abdul wins, but maybe he won't. You know, I don't know. It's possible that he doesn't. I think they're increasing his odds. You owe it to Michigan voters to answer these questions above and put real distance between yourself and Hassan Piker's hateful views. We hope you do the right thing. They're terrified of him, man. Terrified. They tried this with Mamdani too. Well, the crazy thing is, they tried a lighter version of it with Mamdani. Like, it didn't work with Mamdani. And in that case, it was mostly just the 9/11 thing. So Third Way saw this unsuccessful tactic and they were like, you know what we should do? Fucking quadruple down on it. Let's do it, but more annoying. Let's actually make this a more defining feature of our anti-Abdul al-Sayed candidacy or campaign than Cuomo did in his run against Mamdani. They were proud of this. The Third Way campaign, they posted this. It got 22 likes and 36 comments on Twitter. But we have to take Third Way seriously because they're backed by a bunch of Zionist billionaires. No one likes them. No one cares. No one voted for them. Not a single human alive gives a shit about them. But we have to take them seriously because billionaires give them money. What do they mean when they say reject the pledge? Oh, to what are you referring? Oh, you mean this one right here? The Third Way in the past said that the Democratic Party needs to abandon litmus tests, but because they're hypocritical piece of shit corporate Zionist deep state fucks, they don't actually believe in anything. So they said, we should abandon litmus tests, like requiring politicians to not think it's good to do genocide. But now they're like, this is the most litmus testy anyone has ever been ever. Is there a reason you and Hassan don't interact? Yeah, one time we were walking past each other at TwitchCon and I shoulder checked him and he stumbled and he looked like a bitch. He was super embarrassed about it. Everyone could tell because his Twitch live feed, his like live stream camera, it like shuddered, you know? But ever since then, it's been like, it's, and I understand it, you know? Yeah, I get it. I believe that without question. I choose to believe this. Yeah, I've never been to TwitchCon. It's true though. It did happen at TwitchCon. I think he's mad your head's bigger. I'm mad that his head's smaller. So, you know, proportionally makes him look like a cartoon character. Not in a bad way. Isn't he much larger than you in height and muscles? I don't think so. I don't think that's true. That sounds fake to me. Yeah, Hassan's 6'4", whereas I'm 74 inches tall. That was a lot of text. This one's too good not to bring up. This one's generational. The MAGA movement is so fucking dead, dog. Have you tried peptides? Can I be real with you? I think drinking coffee is good and all, but if you get too deep in the weeds on self-improvement, I actually think it makes you a fucking loser, and you are actually making yourself worse for it. It would be like, if you want to get better at basketball, work on your game. Don't work on buying better shoes. Better shoes might help, but the problem is your game, not the shoes. If you're having problem in your day-to-day life and it's like, oh, I don't have enough fucking peptides. No, that's not your problem, okay? And your insistence in trying to find a way to biohack your way into being more functional is genuinely pathetic. I get it, you know, eat right, exercise, whatever, that's all fine. But like, buying illicit, illegal amino acids from China that are not legal for sale in the United States so that you can chase a trend of like maybe being able to manage your ADHD better. It's crazy. Pathetic, really. Anyway, more importantly,
don't send any money for daycare because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things. They can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection. We have to guard the country. But all these little things, all these little scales.
I love it. I love it so goddamn much. Medicaid, Medicare, we have no money for that. We have to spend our money on war. Lefties have been saying this for a long time. With Trump pointing out that evangelical Christians like Israel more than Jews do, I appreciate him being so straightforward and forthcoming about it, you know? Got our priorities out there. No, I appreciate him acknowledging it. The Dow was down 0.7% during the last hour already. It's fucking funny.
Scams that have taken place. You have to let states take care of them, Russell, and you have to do it.
the federal government's becoming irrelevant much faster than I thought. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We really are going to break apart into a bunch of, like, disharmonious fucking city-states pretty soon, it feels like. The federal government has basically... The federal government, over the course of the past 80 years, has shifted from a mountain-moving machine made animus, human thought and will turned into progress, highways and roads, medical marvels and machinery, and it's turned into, like, a dickless tax... avoidant fucking like wealth transfer scheme to the wealthy. The federal government does nothing now except begrudgingly meet its obligations, deficit spend, and transfer more money to the wealthy, and that's it. It's like it's the only thing they're interested in doing. It's not like state governments are doing anything, you know. It's not like the average state government has the ability. You can't do it. At a state level, you can't really do it, you know. As a state, you just don't have the authority that the national government has. Greater Cascadia. I don't think so. State is in a worst of both worlds between city and fed? Yeah, maybe. You think we're ever making it out of this? Yeah, of course we will. One day we'll die. What do you mean? Do Republicans want America to balkanize? Serious question. To modern capitalists, the nation is irrelevant because they can move across borders. If you're a billionaire, you can move between countries effortlessly. There's nothing. You can go anywhere you want. You never have to worry about your rights or your ability to travel freely. The nation is irrelevant because the way you make your money is by manipulating a global financialization scheme, right? You know, you don't have to produce anything. You don't have to make anything. So I don't think they care about the nation. I think they care about the markets. I think they care about where the money goes in like a very abstract sense, which dollar, you know, which currency to invest in, to pay attention to the markets of. And apart from that, they don't really care. So like the breakup of the United States wouldn't really mean much. I imagine to the average American oligarch, it would just mean it would be easier to fuck children. You know, a significant number of the children that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked were children taken from the post-Soviet Union states, right? Russia, you know, Poland, Ukraine, because when the government, the Soviet Union, broke apart, a lot of people went missing in the middle. You know, there was a period of tumultuous upheaval where a lot of people just went missing. A lot of them were abducted or bribed, you know, whatever. You know, here's $1,000 for like a job in America, and the job is getting f***ed by Trump as a 12-year-old. But if America fell apart in the same way, they'd just get to do that more, right? And then they wouldn't have to, you know, go to a different country. They could just do it from here. It sounds grim, but like, yeah, that this is how the world works for them. If you want to know how they think of the world, think of Russian oligarchs, think of Saudi Emiratis, think of the UAE, think of Qatar, think of countries where the leadership is impossibly wealthy but has no cultural connection to its people. Like, the democracy is either non-existent or a pale facade, right? It's representational but not effective. Think of those countries. Hungary, yeah, to the leadership in these countries, their territory is just an open field of like, you know, wealth and potential rape, and that's all they really care about. Pedophilia is being normalized here, don't worry about it. Normalizing pedophilia has been the unambiguous cultural goal of the right for decades. Like, it's not even arguable. From the top to the bottom, normalizing pedophilia and rape by just flat out ignoring the concept of consent, like they don't know or care about it at all, has been a right-wing project. Absolutely, 100%. Is bad thing bad? Bad things might be bad, in my opinion. If we did balkanize, the red states would immediately go to shit. Yes.